Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Anyone that's real, authentic, and can have an actual influence and inspire and educate will be muzzled.
Hey friends, welcome back. Sean from SGT Report here. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has US-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's absolutely fantastic to have you all back. Thank you so much for clicking play and finding us wherever you have. SGTReport.tv, SGTReport.com, The Phaser, The Liberty Mill, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, iTunes, wherever you found us. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm very happy to have back on the line independent journalist and truth teller, Miriam Hanane. Her website is honeycolony.com. I advise everybody to go check it out. Miriam, welcome back.
I'm so happy to be here with you, Sean.
Well, it's always great to have you, Miriam. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about U.S. biolabs in Ukraine, friends. Miriam is suing BuzzFeed. I wonder why. We'll find out. And she's got a six-part series on how mRNA jabs work, quote unquote, work inside the body. And that's over on the Tenpenny Report. You know, I just interviewed Dr. Len Horowitz. And what a fantastic, brilliant guy. The name of that interview is They Are Descendants of Cain Who Worshiped Satan. And boy, did he take us there. He gives the proof about who these people are. They're diabolical. They're completely sold out to Satan himself. And what else could explain an mRNA gene therapy, they call it, masquerading as a vaccine that is absolutely devastating the global population, Miriam? And you write about it here, understanding the mechanisms of the experimental genetic tech referred to as COVID-19, quote unquote, vaccines. Your title alone is worth the price of entry.
There's so many mechanisms of injury. And as a functional medicine coach and consultant and journalist, I was asked to put together a protocol of different remedies for these jabs from hell. And as I was coalescing and putting different protocols together, I wanted myself to understand the problem so that I can offer solutions. And then next thing I knew, 4 months had passed and I'd written 100 pages. So because I'm not a scientist, I went to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who is one of my heroes, and worked with one of her science writers. And we've put out two of the six parts. And then we'll package it and offer it as an ebook, but it goes through explaining what the spike does, what the graphene does, what the fake lipids do. And of course, we're in uncharted territory and more information is coming along. Like initially, we didn't know how long this spike protein is replicating, right? People are walking spike factories, and now it's at least 15 months. And that doesn't take into consideration if you've gotten your fourth booster. So And then we will offer the protocols as well. And there are many different protocols, but that also, again, we're in uncharted territory. Every person is different. I really recommend working with a doctor, taking tests, so you're not just throwing spaghetti on the wall and hoping that something sticks, looking at D-dimer, looking at your liver function, and so forth.
Well, I like the cup half full perspective that people who have taken this bioweapon might be able to heal themselves to some degree. What would you suggest for loved ones? By the way, they won't listen to us.
Right.
We're going to run out and get another booster and another booster and another booster. They don't even know that they're being devastated, those who have survived it so far. But for those who would finally listen to you or me or loved ones, what would you recommend they do immediately? What's the first step they can take to try to detox themselves from this bioweapon? I'm not fully of the belief that they can at all, but evidently you are.
Yes. I would say number one is go do ozone and clean your blood. There are many things you can do, but you're essentially detoxing. You need to detox. You need to clean up your diet. I mean, these are all things that we should be doing, and you need to prime the body before you can start battling taking out spike protein. And again, we're in uncharted territory. I am not a doctor. I have a certificate through the Institute of Functional Medicine. I myself have reversed lupus and fibromyalgia. Unlike many women, I'd like to tell my age. I am 49. I've learned how to walk again. I want to walk my talk. I believe the body is a temple to house this spirit. And yeah, I personally would never take something that I can't even list the ingredients, and the damages are abound, right? And I'm sure you can agree, you know a lot more damaged people from this jab than people who ever got the Rona, which is less fatal than the flu. And so, for instance, there was someone who is in food politics who should know better, and she now has neuropathy. Anytime she lays down, she just has this crippling pain that prevents her from sleeping. There's another woman that I met while I was at purchasing some wild salmon, and her eyes lit up when she realized that I wasn't going to gaslight her and that someone else was taking her seriously. I told her to go do ozone, and she was very excited because she has an upcoming appointment in May. So I work one-on-one with people. And again, I really recommend taking tests so you know specifically as much as possible what you are dealing with. This woman at the fish market was perfectly fine and now has an autoimmune condition, and all her lab work is screwy.
Well, let me ask you this here. I hadn't planned on asking you this, but I think it's important. If people listening want to reach out to you,
yes.
Do you consult with people directly, and do you have a nominal fee or do you have a fee that you charge?
Yes. Okay.
How do people reach out to you?
I don't turn anyone away if they want to work with me, but they need to be serious. I have a 22-page intake form. I am very thorough in my research, in my writing, working with someone. And so they can reach out to me at Maryam, M-A-R-Y-A-M, at honeycolony.com. And after I finish this project, this colossal George Floyd project, I will be focusing more on just working with people as opposed to being a target for all the attacks that I've experienced. So I rather work one-on-one and really be a positive force in someone's life. And coaching, just so you know, is steeped in positive psychology, and it's really helping people understand what it is, why they've made these choices, or how to undo these bad habits, whereas consulting is more authoritative, and I always work with a doctor. And so, you know, my mom, maybe I've told you this, Sean, my mom is now vaccine injured. She has a permanent respiratory issue after two jabs of Pfizer. I called Pfizer, I recorded the call, and I have to circle back with them like Jen, because they got a lot of the intake wrong. And my mom also, her gallbladder is is failing. And as you know, with the Pfizer, what's been disclosed so far, it was 9 pages of different possible reactions, even including deja vu, which I found bizarro.
I'm so sorry about that. Well, yeah. Let me just ask you real quickly here, because I wanted to do a consult with a doctor I've had on because I've got some knee problems from all the running I do. And he offered some homeopathic ideas if I wanted to do a consult with him. And then I found out later through his assistant that the consult was going to cost $400. Do you charge a more friendly amount?
Yeah, I honestly don't. I think it's like $120.
Okay.
And I'm very generous with my time. And I, for the reason that I myself, when I was sick with lupus, the exorbitant amounts of the prices are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I want to make it, I want people to be able to work with me. And, you know, it's a weird psychology. It seems that people like to pay more, or they take the person serious if they're charging buku bucks like 400. But I don't think that's attainable. And a lot of times I work with people who've gone to 4, 5, 6 doctors. Like I had someone who was a veteran, a young veteran, and they had already taken chest colitis and they took out part of her intestines. And just like in half an hour, I'm like, oh, have you ever tried LDN? And she didn't know that. So a lot of times I'm undoing the treadmill of sick care. We're working on removing all these meds and really starting from scratch. But my first question is, are you serious? Are you committed to this? Because if not, am I going to waste my time or your time? And honestly, the easiest things that people can do, vaccine injuries aside, is eat for their condition and change their habits. And it's the easiest thing, but the hardest thing to do. And food is thy medicine. And maybe now that I'm not in a city, I see more and more the obesity epidemic and the normalization of walking around with rolls of fat. And I know that sounds cruel, but to me, I'm upset at big pharma, big ag. Food is sacred. Food is thy medicine, or food is thy foe. And even the oils alone that are offered at restaurants, it's usually cheap ass canola, is inflammatory omega-6s. And so, yeah, I really am a food Nazi. I am proud food Nazi to walk my talk, to not, people say that they eat healthy, but when I scrutinize their diets, they don't eat healthy. And so inflammation is the root of disease. And it's an easy way to even eat just an anti-inflammatory. It's sad that it's harder and harder for people without money to have access to clean organic food. Yeah. It really is sad.
I know. Everything is under attack. Our food supply, our water supply, the vaccines are bioweapons. 100% agree with you. All right, let's go back to the vaccine issue, mRNA gene therapy. I'm going to show you a demon, one of the demons in humanity. You give me your thoughts. Here he is. His name is Albert Bourla. He's the CEO of Pfizer. And he says a fourth dose of the COVID quote unquote vaccine is necessary, working on vaccine for all new variants upcoming. By the way, Dr. Len Horowitz, when I spoke with him, he said he knows Fauci personally, and he believes Fauci is not only a psychopath, but demonically possessed, his words. And I think there's a lot of truth in that, because you can only continue to carry out this war against humanity if you are demonically possessed, if you are not one with humanity, if you hate humanity. And I think Fauci and Bourla are cut from the same cloth. What do you think?
Agreed. I saw your episode. You referred to him as American Psycho, right?
Fauci? Yes, he's an American Psycho, 100%.
And I made myself watch the Nat Geo propaganda film about him, which is supposed to be a documentary, but what are you documenting him sipping espresso? There was really nothing. It was just showing the AIDS epidemic and the AIDS. It's the same playbook, different virus, same, like they pretended that people were dying of AIDS when they were dying of these crazy amounts of AZT. Celia Farber was one of the journalists reporting on the AIDS controversy. And so in this propaganda film, they show these AIDS activists and they present Fauci as someone who bridged the gap between the activists and the scientism. But that is not true. It's just to make him look good. And he seemingly is void of any spirit. And really, who poses for Vogue or whatever magazine it was during a real, if it was a real pandemic?
Yeah. And, go ahead.
Sorry. And as far as Bourla, I have been trying to sell my vehicle that's been sitting in Los Angeles. And one of the people that approached me, we were talking, she looks to Israel to see what they do. And she's like, she literally said, we do whatever Israel does. And she was related to Bourla. I think one of her daughters, anyway, a long distance relationship to Bourla and referring to him as this wise human, and even told me at one point when I was sick, which I think is now was radiation poison, she said, well, as long as you're vaxxed, you'll live. And, you know, I wanted so much like, or go get tested. And, you know, I'm not going to go get a test it's not a test. I'm going to go get tested with a non-diagnostic tool. And so I had to keep a low profile and not expose my unvaccinated vermin status. But it's exactly why they used Israel as a test city, a test country, because exactly for women like people like her, who like we do exactly what Israel does. And now we're at a fourth useless booster.
This might be a bit of a right turn, but you sparked the thought, and it's this. Anybody that would think Albert Bourla is a wise man who has the best interests of human beings at heart is so deluded that it defies my ability to understand it. And it reminds me of something my wife just told me last night. She has a high school friend, and a bunch of these gals got together this past weekend. They hadn't seen each other in a while. And one of these friends of hers from high school was bragging about the fact that in the next 2 years, she and her husband are going to retire, and they've both been in the education system in the state of Illinois. And she was bragging about these pensions they were going to get, and that in retirement, they would be making more money, or at least the same amount of money that they were making while working. And I laughed. I didn't know these people lived in Illinois. I said to my wife, they don't understand the pension problem. Do you understand how underfunded these pensions are? Because your friend clearly doesn't. I said, the worst states in the country right now to live in for pensioners, people relying on these promises, are California and Illinois. And my wife said they live in Illinois. And I said, they have no idea that they're never going to get the money they're promised. They might get a year or two or three of it, but that entire system is going to collapse. Yes. In fact, let me do a screen share here.
Yeah.
Illinois, worst in the nation, public pension debt grew 19% year over year. It will continue hurting the state economy and job growth. These people promised themselves the sun, the moon, and the stars on the backs of future generations. That's the entire Ponzi scheme that we're facing, really, as a nation in $30 trillion worth of debt, too. So the whole system is a Ponzi. And I think that ties back into the mRNA vaccine, big pharma Ponzi, because that's exactly what it is. The whole thing is a Ponzi scheme, and the checks to Big Pharma are being written by this criminal federal government that we are all expected to continue to pay taxes to. Do you ever have a problem with that like I do? I'm having a real moral dilemma continuing to pay taxes to this criminal government. What do you think about that?
I agree. And I've looked into becoming a sovereign citizen. I am so busy with other things that I haven't delved into it properly. But yes, it's pretty sad. And it is a Ponzi scheme. And meanwhile, while eyes are on Russia, we have Pelosi and friends asking for more money for COVID relief. Fauci yesterday was asking, we need this money, and guilting, stating that people that don't have a lot of income, we need to get them money. It's all money laundering. How many trillion, billion are we sending to the Ukraine? It was several billion. And now how much is it? For what? You know, they also were recruiting, maybe you saw, since you also watch Lester, that a couple of weeks ago, they were recruiting volunteers to go and fight in the Ukraine on your own dime.
Right.
Did you see that? And then
I did. Yeah, Lester Holt, you're referring to the CIA's yes. NBC Nightly News, Lester Holt, the demon from hell. I cannot stand that guy. And another one of my wife's friends who lives in California and works in the movie industry, she and her husband dutifully watch that criminal program every single night. And that's where they derive their quote unquote news from. And as it pertains to these volunteers going to Ukraine, have you heard the stories of some of these do-gooders from the EU that are going to the Ukraine and then they're trapped there because Zelensky won't let them leave?
It's so ridiculous. And you're going to pay, like, I'm not going on vacation this year. I'm going to go fight in the Ukraine and spend my own money to go and fight someone else's war that you don't even really know what the hell's going on. What's really going on? There's so much, this is an info war. There's so much disinfo in regards to this. I had mentioned, you know, they talk about these biolabs, right? Even though Nuland says that there's these biolabs, the UN ambassador still denies it. And are they seeding the narrative with a gain of function, possibly a real bioweapon? Because there's no shortage of real bioweapons that they can use. I was unpacking, and the first book that I opened up was that I picked up was this book, because I've been studying medical safety and vaccine safety and medical freedom since 2012. This is the chilling true story of the largest covert biological weapons program in the world. I shared with you the map of the Soviet Union. This guy was running the lab and he was learning how to outfit, let's say, anthrax on top of S-13 missiles to launch into the United States. So this has been going on. Every country has bioweapons labs. They've been tinkering with bacteria and viruses and such. There's even mention of Q fever, which I was like, what? Q fever, which you can find the definition of on CDC's website. But it really makes me think, what's really going on over there?
Well, do you find it surprising? I don't. I guess you won't either, that so much of the public and Hollywood, by the way, these Hollywood people, they're just doing what they're told to do, a lot of them. But some of them are just useful idiots. And they don't understand the big picture here as it pertains to Putin versus NATO, Russia versus NATO, as promises made continue to be broken. And Putin has warned for years and years and years that there will eventually be a line in the sand. What people need to understand is that if Russia was doing what NATO and the United States has been doing, if Russia was building bioweapons labs in Mexico and Canada and importing weapons that they called defensive weapons that could just as easily be offensive weapons into Mexico and Canada, what do you think the reaction would be from a sitting U.S. president who actually cared about this country? Right? Mm-hmm. Well, we know what the reaction would be because it happened in the 60s. It was called the Cuban Missile Crisis. And we almost went to a nuclear war. By the way, the Joint Chiefs wanted a nuclear war with Russia. And the only thing that saved us from that was John F. Kennedy picking up the phone and talking to Khrushchev. That's what saved the world from nuclear war during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
You know, also, I mean, for me, it's, if I distill it, it's like, oh, boys with toys, meaning like who grown adults be like blowing shit up in this day and age. And also NASA did a presentation on the future of warfare and with this nanotech, with this space force, with all these bioweapons. There's so many different ways to kill and maim and destroy. So I just wonder why we would be so eager to fight on behalf of Ukraine. I don't pretend to be a geopolitics expert. Those are not my beats, but I can tell by the overnight allegiance to the Ukraine that something is up, knowing also what's happened with with Burisma and Hunter Biden and the fact that it's the number one place for organ harvesting, for human trafficking. It's a hub. And so, yeah, again, what is really going on? And can we realize that this is all divide and conquer? Why are you going to lash out at the Russian people? What have they done to you? Right. You want to hate on Putin, but why the people, right? That seems more of a humanitarian position to take.
Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. You know inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which, by the way, has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine, rare, Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Yeah, and the other tell is that Sean Penn was in the Ukraine when this whole thing broke out. And then he sang the praises of Zelensky as being some courageous hero, the right man in the right moment. What a freaking joke. What an absolute joke. You think Sean Penn isn't related to the CIA? I bet he's on the payroll.
He's definitely compromised and used, and he pops up. He was very vocal. I don't know the name offhand of his testing company, but he was peddling fake bullshit tests, these PCR tests, and he was in Haiti. And yeah, what are the chances? Oh, buddy, you just happened to be in Ukraine doing a documentary when this hits. It's I found it quite revealing watching Oliver Stone's, regardless of what you think of Oliver Stone, his documentary talking about the landscape back in 2016. I don't know if you heard Trump recently say that he would have sent more artillery than even Joey B to, and that Putin has changed. Regardless, the people are the pawns, and there could be a real biological weapon unleashed. And in fact, Joey B did already seed the narrative with the possibility of Russia unleashing something. So, and you know, when you're in reading this book, these targeted within, you know, targeting your own people and experimenting with different biological viruses, bacteria, again, is nothing new.
Yeah, there's nothing new under the sun. If there's any good news, and I say this a lot, but I really mean it, there is a great awakening happening. The veil is being pulled back and people are starting to recognize these things for what they are. False flags, propaganda. You mentioned Lester Holt. We both laughed. The guy's a joke. You have to be a brainwashed idiot to not understand that. Unfortunately, 30, 40, 50% of the population are brainwashed idiots, but there is a small core of human beings in this country and around the world that are waking up very, very quickly. Let me ask you this. I teased this at the beginning. You're suing BuzzFeed. Tell me about that. Why are you suing BuzzFeed? Because there's all sorts of folks I'd like to sue. Twitter, YouTube. Well, I'm actually suing YouTube and Google, aren't I? There's all sorts of other folks I'd like to sue too.
It's the headline is extra, extra BuzzFeed defames Bee Lady. So I learned recently, just recently, my Wikipedia page was co-opted. I would actually go to the Wikipedia page and say, huh, they haven't touched this. Surprising. Well, I reached out because my finances are not what they should be if I wasn't being attacked, that I thought, okay, I'm going to reach out to the university and see if I can get some interns to help me with production or editing, and had a pretty good conversation with a media professor that teaches script writing. And then the next day he sent me a message saying, if you're a conspiracy believer, I don't want to have anything to do with you. I retract my offer to help you. And in the Wikipedia, I'm now being positioned as a Q follower and someone who believes that COVID, that the authorities or the government is behind COVID. And I'm not one to backtrack or not stand by what I believe, but I've never personally been a QAnon follower. That's just a blatant lie. And how can you quantify the damages, the business that you've lost, you, me, other influencers and content producers? And so I wrote to them. Now, I would have liked a retracto a la James O'Keefe. But what they did and what they do now, you know, back in the day, you make a correction, a publication makes a mistake, the correction is on the top. Now, this newfangled way of writing articles, you will go online and they update it. There's no date. You don't know when's what. So they have responded to me. In the meanwhile, I have contacted an attorney and going to be suing for damages, regardless of the fact that they've scrubbed their website. You can go into the web archives, Wayback Machine, and see the original story. So, you know, they say from a spiritual point of view, not to focus on these negative things. I certainly keep on going, but I have censorship, cancel, PTSD. I'm a sensitive empath, spiritual being, and these different attacks have definitely impacted my livelihood. What can I say? You can relate.
Yeah, the damages are real. The damages, financial and emotional, are absolutely quantifiable. And if I ever get my comeuppance against these people, I would like to quantify the damages done to me. I've said many times now, Miriam, that YouTube and Google and Twitter and Patreon are all a lot like Antifa. Yes. They're digital Antifa in the sense that they can burn down your storefront. They can burn down your business and you have no recourse. Okay. There's no way to take these people on and get your business back or be compensated for what they've destroyed. They're truly, truly evil. The heart of darkness, big tech, it's all so evil. And they're all in the pocket of these same forces, these anti-human forces that are literally trying to depopulate the planet.
Absolutely. Big
tech. They run cover for those people, don't they? They run cover for Pfizer. They run cover for Moderna. They run cover for Fauci, Gates, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab.
Yes, it's all one big web of deception and evil. And to think, you know, when I launched Honey Colony and Simply Transformative, I was banking on the connectivity of these different tech companies, Google, Facebook. And now, instead of helping you expand and grow your business, they are critical in destroying your company and making sure that no one sees you. And just like Sacha Baron Cohen said, you will have freedom of speech, but you won't have freedom of reach. So you can say whatever you want and you could be relegated to your echo chamber. Meanwhile, other influencers will come and swipe and adopt your information and then peddle it as theirs. And so many influencers who are censored, at least they had an audience. Like I listened to lots of different voices, and Tim Pool was saying that he built his empire after the censorship. He's never been anti-vax, even though I don't think he's vaccinated. And again, I've been told by my colleagues, why do you listen to Tim? Well, I listen to a lot because I'm connecting the dots, and I will look further on some articles or some news items that he brings up. And so there's a reason why I will listen to him, but it's very obvious that he placates to YouTube and plays safe. And if any of his guests start getting edgy, he interrupts them and makes sure. And yeah, he's making the buku bucks. I think it was last week, not to start speaking about Tim, but they were talking about this burgeoning, the transgender, and that it has to do with endocrine disruptors and estrogen mimickers. Well, I was talking about that in 2017 and was shamed for that notion, which is very much true. And just like there's frogs that are hermaphrodites, there's environmental reasons to why someone would be born with a mismatch between their brain and their body. Of course. I mean, this is like, it's obvious.
The reason I have such an issue with that guy is because he acts a lot like those in power. He acts like he's your buddy. He's a regular Joe. Meanwhile, he's got a skate park in his home. I mean, he's making millions and millions of dollars.
He's an empire.
Millions of dollars. Yeah, it is. It's a little empire. And it's a YouTube, Google-supported empire, which ought to tell people a few things about Tim Pool. Mm-hmm. By the way, you mentioned Sacha Baron Cohen. That's another CIA operative, 100%. That guy is 100% on the CIA payroll. If not now, he has been in the past.
Well, he definitely has worked on behalf of the Anti-Defamation League. And back then when he gave his speech, it was pretending to do tisk, tisk, Google. We're going to step in. Meanwhile, you know, Zach Voorhees, Google whistleblower, stated that they've been working together. They're in cahoots. It's just like with Jen Psaki and Doozy. Like these questions, nothing is spontaneous. No, nothing is real. There's playing both sides. It's political theater, in my opinion. And there, would I be able to get into to the press to a presser with Jen Psaki? Hell no. So it's all controlled. It's controlled. And it's the semblance of these two sides. But again, it's just to pit people. It's better to acknowledge that there's political theater. I would still side and take Trump over Joey B any day of the week, because ultimately he was representing we the people and the Constitution and freedom. And, you know, people forget, people come out and like when Alex Jones was a poster boy, when Roseanne Barr, I said, Roseanne Barr today, you tomorrow. I have a neighbor that just was doing belly dancing videos. She had 250,000 followers, but because of her politics, she's gotten demonetized and she can't make a living. And she was making belly dance videos. But because she was also siding with Palestine, in any case, anyone that's real, authentic, and can have an actual influence and inspire and educate will be muzzled. That is truth.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And let me just back up. I meant to ask you this and I forgot. So you're going after BuzzFeed because they associated you with Q. But here's my question.
Yeah.
What is the big freaking deal about Q?
Because
a hit piece was done on me and X22 and a bunch of other channels by Media Matters for America. And that hit piece was saying that YouTube should get rid of us because we were profiting from Q conspiracy theories. A week later, Patreon got rid of us because of another Media Matters for America hit piece about Q and Patreon people profiting from Q conspiracy theories. All I ever said about Q was, number one, I always said was never blindly trust any plan that you don't know the details of, number one. But number two, I would cover some of the more interesting Q drops that would lead us down rabbit holes we might not otherwise have gone down. Names, corporations, places, you know, things like that. To me, that's very interesting stuff. So what is the big deal? Why do they hate this Q thing so much? Why is that so caustic?
I cannot answer that. And it's not that I have anything against Q. It's just, in my case, it's a lie. So it's more that it's a lie. You're right. What is it? Because it's misunderstood. Because, I mean, Q has been reframed and associated with the deadly insurrection. And it's been a target of just making a net over anybody that was part of that movement. So they've ruined other people's lives who've been associated with QAnon. I wouldn't be able to tell you. I just know the reason why I'm upset is because it's not true in my case. And in fact, I pulled up the response. Thank you for your patience while we completed our investigation of this matter. And just also before I finish it, yes, what they do is they use their faux publications, in my case as well, Media Matters, George Soros-backed publication, and they have a story, a smear piece. And then in my case, they say the FDA got an anonymous tip, and they use that. They work hand in hand. And these people are not even journalists. These fact checkers don't have journalism degrees. They're just fiction writers. So they said, thank you for your patience while we completed our investigation. While we have seen that you have spoken sympathetically about QAnon and its members, and while we believe that any contemplated litigation concerning your claim would be meritless and strictly without admission of any liability, which we deny, we have updated the article at issue. And so they just removed it, you know, in perfect Ministry of Truth vaporizing things where, I mean, look at all so many incidences over 2 years, you know, George Floyd, there's many deadly insurrection. They make these incremental broken telephone. And by the end of the 2 years, it's a completely different narrative and they've scrubbed out the truth. And who gives a shit that I'm a QAnon sympathizer, whatever that means, right? You are not allowed to agree or disagree. I've been called a racist. I've been called a racist and been canceled. We have a zero tolerance policy regarding, and you've expressed racial undertones. Why? Because I said on a phone call, am I speaking to someone in America? You can be a Smurf, purple, black, Filipino, I don't care. Just why not be in the United States of America?
I'll tell you exactly why they malign Q and anybody that ever reported on the Q drops. I'm going to show you exactly why. First, let me tell you why. Number one is because a great many of those drops, those pieces of information, those names and corporations that were shared in those drops led people to understand that Pedogate and Pizzagate is real. Child sex trafficking is real. The adrenochrome problem is real. And that's exactly why the mainstream media and Media Matters for America and the Clinton Foundation all circled the wagons to target and to eliminate anybody that would report on that stuff. You guys don't believe me, huh? All right. I haven't reported on any Q drops in a very long time. Let's look at this one.
Yes.
This is not going away. Corruption at highest levels of government. Boy, is that true. DOJ, FBI, and MSDNC. Political elite protection struggles during bright sunny days. Well, what is this tweet? Let's take a look. Breaking. Tony Bobulinski will announce that he will turn his electronic devices and records of business dealings with Hunter and Jim Biden over to the FBI. The same FBI that runs cover and continues to malign parents showing up at school board meetings. You think the FBI is ever going to do jack diddly as it pertains to Hunter Biden and that laptop, which the New York Times now admits is real? And there's child porn on that laptop. There are images of that demon, the spawn of Joe Biden, having sex with underage children. And who runs cover for Hunter Biden? The mainstream horror media. Mm-hmm. That's why. Everybody who reported on Q had to be destroyed.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the HBO series on Q and how it was positioned. And I'm not one to throw out the baby with the bathwater because I know how to make distinctions and use discernment, which is very necessary. And so, again, all I'm saying is I was genuinely not, I have nothing against Q. I just never was into it. Not even, I learned through it from Zach and Dustin Nemos. And again, it's just the fact that they're using it to lie because they had to list a whole bunch of other things that I've peddled or talked about that are now seen in a negative light. And so when has questioning things, and Q is responsible for awakening a lot of people and creating a community, whether it was a psyop or an operation to identify the dissidents, the non-sheeple, possibly. And again, like, they are ruining people's lives. People have turned me away because of reading my now co-opted in the past couple of weeks. So it's very frustrating as someone who works so hard and is diligent and cares about details to just be broad, you know, painted with a broad paintbrush and relegated to being a crazy person, or just have them ruin my reputation. Yep. When I've made a beautiful, well-respected film that has been seen around the world, when I used to be part of the mainstream before they booted me out.
Yep. Well, I'll do another screen share. Here's another cue drop. I don't even want to comment on this. Can you see it? That's Anderson Cooper and his deceased brother, who was probably sacrificed. And that's his mom, Vanderbilt, from the Vanderbilt fortune. Mm. And there's her idea of artwork over the bed.
Wow.
Maybe that's real? Why. Yeah, it's 100% real. And maybe that's why CIA's Anderson Cooper, who makes $12 million a year, and the mainstream media and Media Matters for America don't want people talking about any of the information shared on the Q drops. And maybe that's why to this day, there are still trolls on BitChute that will leave comments like Q-tard. Don't follow SGT report. He's a Q-tard. Really? Am I retarded? Am I an idiot for reporting about Comet Ping Pong and James Alefantis and his very sickening Instagram page in which he showed a cement box and it was called a kill room? Hashtag murder. Just rinse it off when you're done. I'm so sick and tired of these people. They are demons from the pits of hell. So anyone that wants to malign the 17th letter of the alphabet, go screw yourself. I don't care what you say. You're all trash. You're all trash, and you're on the side of these demons, these enemies of humanity. All right, last question for you. Hmm. I know you're doing research, a documentary. Tell us about this George Floyd thing, because for me, that's a subject that just no longer resonates. I don't care about it. It doesn't. Yeah. I know it was all propaganda to a large degree, but what are you working on as it pertains to George Floyd? And I think you have a give, send, go related to some funds you're trying to raise to help pay an editor. Just briefly tell us about this project.
Yes, thank you. I know your position. I know there's a lot of George Floyd fatigue. I never intended to take such a deep dive. However, this incident is responsible for ushering in a color revolution, the George Floyd incident. As a result of the trials, one, the federal trial just concluded, there have been more legislation towards changing policing than ever in history. And so I'm cementing the truth, given that I've been covering this from May 25th. For the record, whatever that may be. So I'm writing a book and I'm raising funds to buy exhibits that I need for the book. It's $8 per exhibit. And I'm paying an editor to put together a short documentary. So I appreciate you allowing me to mention that. So I do have a give, send, go. And people are appreciative that I haven't tapped out, that someone out there is recording the truth. And just add that May 25th to May 26th is when we ushered in the mask mandates. So here you have people in masks saying, I can't breathe. And it's this demonic ritual. And it was very integral in all the country going, setting on fire, and from going virus to violence overnight, because people were fatigued with the lockdowns and they justified further lockdowns. And more than anything, I believe they know this was a campaign in a way to go after the vaccine hesitants, which is why Black Lives Matter. Because they're the number one vaccine hesitants. And so this was sold as a way to get more needles in arms to the people who knew there were useful idiots. It was a drill. And perhaps George had his lines, keep saying, I can't breathe. And they drugged him. And they knew that at one point, the I can't breathe would be real. And so the fact, I believe in justice. I believe in the right to a fair trial. And I do not think that those officers got the right to a fair trial. And I know that there was a shitload of evidence that was swept under the rug. Why? What does that tell us? That the media and the government are working hand in hand. So that's the part, that's the angle that interests me. So thank you.
Yeah, that's interesting. I can't breathe. That's an interesting.
The next day. So at the day of the event, there's nobody. Lane, Thomas Lane, one of the rookies, and one bystander is wearing a mask on the steps of City Hall with Jacob Fry. He brought in the mask mandates. And so you have, and I wore, when I first wore my face diaper, what came to mind? I can't effing breathe. Oh, isn't that coincidence? And then when I did a search and I said, I can't breathe, George Floyd, Benjamin Crump. Oh, wow. Eric Garner also said, I can't breathe. And he was also represented by Benjamin Crump. So let's bring back that slogan, because now we're going to put people behind face diapers and suffocate them and help diminish the oxygen that goes to their brain.
Yeah. You know, Jacob Fry, that's another little Democrat simp. He's such a little demon. He reminds me of Justin Trudeau.
Yes.
They look like each other. They talk like each other. They dress like each other. They're both probably actors. It's just absolutely disgusting.
I call him a Justin Trudeau knockoff in my book, actually.
Yeah, he probably is one of these young global leaders from the World Economic Forum. If not, he will be drafted soon enough, Jacob Fry. We know Trudeau is, but yeah, Jacob Fry is cut from the same cloth. I can't stand these people. All righty. The Give, Send, Go. Send me a link to that, and I will leave a link below.
I have sent a link, and
well, you better send it again. I get a lot of emails.
Okay, I sent it in my colossal notes. I didn't get to share any of the clips, but yes, I will send it again. I'll make a note. Thank you.
Right. Yeah,
because it's. I raised $1 million to make Vanishing of the Bees, and I can't raise $15,000. And I'm not a Ponzi scheme, and I do need the support.
Yeah. Guys, I'll leave a link to the Give, Send, Go if you want to support Miriam in this really, I think, actually probably fantastic research being done about George Floyd and the propaganda. I'll leave that link below. Our guest has been Miriam Hanane. Honeycolony.com is the website. Miriam, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
Always a pleasure to talk with you. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. A special thank you, a sincere thanks to our subscribe stars and to those folks who have become members at sgtreport.tv, where we have a server beyond the reach of totalitarian, authoritarian Big Brother. Thank you so much for your support. You guys are keeping us in the fight for truth and real news, and for real news every single day for free, 100% for free. sgtreport.com. That's the place to go. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies 24/7. God bless you and your family, friends. Bye-bye.